Hi and welcome to Healthy Life Hacks. I'm Jennifer Jeffries, the present day wise woman, a realistic naturopath coming to you from the surfing beaches of Australia. This podcast is for those of you who are wanting to really rock your life and health and live from a place of prevention. Let's get into today's episode.
Do you inhale your food? Do you eat your dinner in front of the TV watching the news? Wow. No, I choose not to. And you know what? When I eat, I actually choose to either eat out of my heart bowl or off my heart, my love dinner set, which is just awesome. We've got little bowls, the whole thing. It's all with the words love all over it. And my favorite spoon to eat with is my heart spoon. If maybe you can see that, it's got little hearts stamped all over it. And I love it. I love it. Why do I like to eat out of a heart bowl, plates that say the word love, eat with a heart spoon? Why do I choose to do that? Well, I do because I know that we're energetic beings and everything we consume, not just the physical food, but the environment and everything that we eat is impacting what we take up as nutrients. It just is. So in this podcast, I'm talking about the art of eating. It's been lost. The art of eating has been lost. And yet it's one of the most important things we do all day. It's not just shoveling in food that impacts our health. It's the how, the why, the ways, the things that we do, almost like rituals, that influence how we take up nutrition in our body. So let's dive in. I want to explain why, how I love eating things out of my love crockery and my cutlery. So today, more than ever, we tend to rush through meals, and people are rushing through meals, and worse more than anything is that they're eating even like at nighttime. The most classic is that they'll sit in front of the television and watch the news. Negative, downright depressing kind of stuff. And we take all that in. People don't realize that as naturopaths, we talk about your context, how everything outside influences your inside, and how everything inside then influences your outside being. And so, yeah, you might be eating the healthiest meal on the planet. However, if your body is taking in all this kind of negative stuff while you're eating, it's impacting your health. There was a great study that was done decades ago, and I learned about it decades ago, and that was how a guy by the name of Norman Cousins, and he laughed himself well. And so when he was eating, he saw the impact of eating a meal and laughing at the same time. And there's been studies that show it really directly affects our blood sugar levels. And so even something as simple as that, as watching the news versus watching a comedy, and I watch comedies on YouTube and stuff all the time when I'm eating because I want to bring that good energy into my body. But the studies are there to show that it impacts. But it's not just the watching something positive, watching something negative. It's the ritual, the way that we eat our meals that also impacts and the amount of nutrition we're going to pull out of that meal. So let's go. Let's talk about it. See, eating isn't just a physical act. Like I said, we're emotional beings. And if we're stressed or anxious or distracted, our body, the cortisol rises, body goes into fight or flight. And I've talked about in many podcasts about how then it's kind of like it puts the fire out in our belly and food stews instead of digesting. And it's like, hey, okay, that's not cool. So if we eat the nutritious meal in a relaxed environment, a fun, light energy environment, family, friends, whatever it is, even by yourself, it makes a difference to what we're actually taking up. And long-term then bringing, you know, all the nutrition that we need. So in the past, I've absolutely been the queen of inhaling meals. I can't tell you how quick I can eat. It's bloody fast. However, I learned the impact of this. And so mindful eating has been something that I do majority of the time. Absolutely. Are there some times where I'm still off balance? Yes. But the majority of the time, I mindfully eat. I eat out of, crockery, bowls and plates and things that are infused with good energy on purpose. I really do. I want to, when I'm eating the meal, I talk about how I want as many flavors in every bite. So when I'm creating a meal, I'm trying to think, how can I cook this meal to get as many flavors and sensations, textures and everything into every, you know, into every bite, because that's how I like to eat. And so even when I'm cooking the meal, and I love cooking so much, food is the ultimate gift in life. There's nothing bigger, because food is what keeps us alive. So I'm big on cooking. And when I cook, I chant. I really do. I'm infusing good energy mindfully into my cooking. I don't just cook and slap it together. I really pour love consciously, mindfully into the foods that I cook. That's something I've done for decades as well, since I really started to learn about the energy of food. And, you know, the last couple of decades, I've done a lot of work up in Asia and in, I know, in the traditional Chinese medicine kind of thinking and the Ayurvedic thinking. They very much work with nature. They work with the different body systems. They know the seasons, and they'll eat energetically to those seasons. But they also eat with a ritual. You know, I know within my teaching days in Asia that every meal, a lunchtime, for instance, we budget an hour and a half for that meal. Now in Australia, if we run a workshop, you know, we might go that, yeah, well, we'll eat the meal on the run and we'll budget half an hour of time for it. Well, it's a not negotiable. In Asia, it's at least an hour and a half as a ritual. And it's that slow pace, that conversation, the no distractions. It's a wonderful thing to experience. If I think about some groundbreaking work that was done by a Japanese guy, Dr. Emoto, which is why I have, you know, dinner plates with the word love on it and things like that. If you're watching the YouTube, you can see my dinner set. The reason I look for things like this to eat off, he did great work, groundbreaking work on just on water, regular water. And he wrote the words like love or other positive words on, you know, the water container, and then photographed those water crystals. And the water that's been infused with love and good energy and everything is spectacularly beautifully formed. Just no words to describe how beautiful they are. Really, it's amazing. You need to go and Google Dr. Emoto, Emoto. He's got a great book on the healing power of water. And he wrote that book a couple of decades ago. But the same way that water responds to positive or negative energy, because he also then, you know, write nasty, negative, down and out kind of statements on the water bottles and then photograph those molecules. And they're wildly different. They're misformed. You can just see their dead energy. And I remember when I first read that book, it was like, whoa, okay, yeah, this is real. Well, I knew it was real anyway as a naturopath. However, I really chose to take it on board. And so I choose to infuse every element, you know, even eating off a spoon that's got little hearts stamped on it. I will do everything I can to bring that loving energy into my food. And also speaking words of love and gratitude and blessings, setting up the meal or anything is also important, you know, where people go and give grace. Versus, you know, and this is where the watching the news, when you're eating a meal, you're getting, you know, anger and just all the negative stuff that happens in the news. You go, yeah, but I'm not paying attention. The news is just on. I promise to the Kormo being that you are eating those words. You are eating those words. They are absolutely influencing the quality of your food. They really are. It's crazy. It is crazy. When we sit to a meal, Alice and I, even whether I'm with her or not, and I've done this for, a few decades now, I've actually followed Hindu and Buddhist teachings for more than three decades. And so with every meal I eat, I offer it up. I give thanks. So if you're Christian, you may give grace, which is the same kind of thinking. So when we do it, I say the words Om Swastiastu, which is kind of like it's the ultimate, you know, thank you, God. In Hindu, you know, if you've got your grace, you're saying grace as a Christian, you'd probably say something like, thank you, God. So Om Swastiastu is the version of that. But then we'll say, and I just open my heart, I'll go, thank you to the farmers, and thank you to the little bees and the pollinators, and thank you to the soil, thank you to the rain, the clouds, lightning, the storms, everything that's had to happen. The truck drivers to drive the food, the farmers to harvest it. We give really mindfully give thanks to everything that's had to happen for that food to come to our actual table. And it's a deep gratitude. It's a deep gratitude. It's not just like, yeah, I give thanks. No, we really mindfully do it because we know the benefit to our body, the nutrition we'll get versus just shoveling it in fast, which I've absolutely done in the past. So if you don't already give grace within whatever your beliefs are or not, just whatever words you want to do, imagine you even just started thinking, taking that moment to thank the farmers and the little bees. You know, seriously, if the bees don't pollinate the crops, we don't get the crops. It's huge. So that's a big part of it. That's a big part for us. We set up before we eat any meal, we say Om Swastikastu, and we mindfully thank whatever comes into our heart at that time. It's huge. And the cook as well, obviously. Yeah, the cook's cooking the meal. What this world's kind of been sitting at for ages, it's kind of this calorie-obsessed culture where people are just doing, I just have to eat my macros and the micros and I don't care and I'll just shovel it in and I'll be healthy. Yeah, but people aren't. And instead of mindlessly counting calories, what if you started paying attention to the nutrient density, the freshness, the source, the environment that you're consuming those foods, how close they are to nature? All these little things make such a difference to your health versus counting calories. It's time to start really listening to our body. Our body's screaming at us to listen to it. It's there, all the answers are there, but we just still race through this world and stop, you know, and aren't stopping to listen to it. When we stop and take a breath, the messages come in, and it's not hippie woo-woo. If you're sitting there thinking, yeah, Jen, sure, I'm busy and I've got three kids to look after and you just don't get it. I do get it. Imagine you set your kids up for success and teach them this as well. Wow. You know, we sure, I don't come from a family where we did grace or anything mindful, but I absolutely see eating as an art and there's a ritual with it. It's the ritual of eating off plates that are infused with love. And you might just have your favorite dinner set, whatever it is. That's great. You know, connecting with people. I've learned that out of that through working up in Asia and eating up in Asia the last couple of decades. That chat, that conversation through a meal, you know, light and intentional and mindful. Because everything that's happening outside, we're taking in. We get to choose to create a peaceful environment, and you don't have to have this big special kind of place. That's not what it is. It's within your regular home. But even taking a moment just to thank, you know, the farmers and things is huge. Sometimes Alice and I will do the, you know, what's after the meal. We'll close out the meal. By sharing, you know, one or two or three gratitudes for the day. We just make it a whole process. It's not just eating it. If you are going to eat in front of the television, if that's a thing for you that helps you to unwind, please make it a comedy. Stop eating in front of the news. That's never going to work for your body. It's just not. It's just not. It's going to put your body in survival mode. Your cortisol will rise, and that will impact what you're eating. If you choose to eat in front of the television, please make it a comedy. But imagine just from the start, from today, you start to make eating an art, and think how you can mindfully bring in, even if you slow down your eating, you know, by 1 minute, how long it takes you to consume your bowl or your plate, whatever it is. Imagine you just even slowed down that little bit. You took a bite, experience the flavors, the textures, feel it all, take it in. Your body is being hugely impacted by not just the food, but the way we eat it, the way the connection with everything around us and everything that's going on. And we get the choice. We get to either enhance the quality of the nutrition that we're receiving, which is then ultimately our health and well-being, or we get to feed it with things that are taking us away from our health. It's a choice. This is a little thing that we do day in, day out, meal in, meal out, to make sure that we're feeding our body the ultimate nutrition, physically, emotionally, and energetically. It's a simple thing, but it's a huge thing. I want to thank you for being here today. If you enjoyed my podcast, please let me know by leaving a review on Apple Podcast. Every month, I draw one lucky person who leaves a review, have a free 1 hour consultation with me. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're tuning in from so that you always catch the next episode. I welcome your emails and you can write to me at podcast@healthylifehacks.com.au. Until next time, remember, when it comes to life, live it, love it, and get on with it.